Welcome to Municipal Stadium in Kansas City, for the game between the Milwaukee Brewers and the Kansas City Royals. Here are the starting lineups. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Russ Snyder. Batting second. The shortstop, Roberto Peña. Batting third. The center fielder, Dave May. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Mike Hegan. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Bob Berta. Batting sixth. The catcher, Jerry McNerney. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Gus Gill. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Ted Kubiak. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Skip Lockwood. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Skip Lockwood. For the Kansas City Royals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Pat Kelly. Batting second. The second baseman, Cookie Rojas. Batting third. The center fielder, Amos Otis. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Lou Piniella. Batting fifth. The catcher, Ed Kirkpatrick. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Bob Oliver. Batting 7th. The third baseman, Paul Shaw. Batting 8th. The shortstop, Rich Severson. Batting 9th. The pitcher, Bob Johnson. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Bob Johnson. And now, play ball. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder strikes out. One out. Roberto Peña is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peña hits a ball on the ground towards short. Severson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dave May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a ball on the ground towards first. Oliver scoops it up and throws to first, with Johnson covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hegan scoops it up and throws to first, with Lockwood covering, for the out. One out. Cookie Rojas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rojas hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gill fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. McNerney fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Mike Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Berta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berta hits a ball on the ground towards short. Severson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jerry McNerney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNerney strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Lou Piniella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Piniella hits a fly ball into right field. Berta settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Kirkpatrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkpatrick hits a pop-up towards first. Hegan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Paul Shaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shaw takes first base on ball 4. Oliver moves to second. Rich Severson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Severson hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 3-0, Royals. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kubiak scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Royals 3, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Gus Gill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gill hits a line drive into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ted Kubiak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kubiak hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rojas scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Skip Lockwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockwood hits a ball on the ground towards short. Severson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Royals 3, and the Brewers nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 0-for-1 in the game. Kelly hits a fly ball into left field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cookie Rojas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rojas is 0-for-1 in the game. Rojas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Peña scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0-for-1 in the game. Otis hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Snyder. Otis reaches second base with a double. Lou Piniella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Piniella is 0-for-1 in the game. Piniella hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Otis scores. It's 4-0, Royals. Ed Kirkpatrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkpatrick is 0-for-1 in the game. Kirkpatrick hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kubiak scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals 4, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0-for-1 in the game. Snyder hits a fly ball into left field. Piniella settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roberto Peña is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peña is 0-for-1 in the game. Peña strikes out. Two outs. Dave May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-1 in the game. May hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Mike Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0-for-1 in the game. Hegan hits a fly ball into left field. Piniella settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4. With the score, the Royals 4, and the Brewers nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Bob Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Oliver hits a ball on the ground towards short. Peña scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Paul Schall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schall is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Schall hits a ball on the ground towards short. Peña scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rich Severson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Severson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Severson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Peña scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 4, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Bob Berta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berta is 0 for 1 in the game. Berta hits a ball on the ground towards first. Oliver scoops it up and throws to first, with Johnson covering, for the out. One out. Jerry McNerney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNerney is 0 for 1 in the game. McNerney is called out on strikes. Two outs. Gus Gill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gill is 0 for 1 in the game. Gill takes first base on ball 4. Ted Kubiak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kubiak is 0 for 1 in the game. Kubiak hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gill moves to second. Skip Lockwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockwood is 0 for 1 in the game. Lockwood hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Oliver settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 4, and the Brewers nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. Johnson hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Berta. Johnson reaches second base with a double. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 0 for 2 in the game. Kelly hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Gill settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cookie Rojas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rojas is 0 for 2 in the game. Rojas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Peña scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Otis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gill fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 4, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0 for 2 in the game. Snyder bunts towards the right side of the infield. Rojas settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roberto Peña is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peña is 0 for 2 in the game. Peña hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. May is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 4, and the Brewers nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Lou Piniella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Piniella is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Piniella hits a fly ball into center field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Kirkpatrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkpatrick is 0 for 2 in the game. Kirkpatrick hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Hegan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Oliver strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 4, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Mike Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0 for 2 in the game. Hegan hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Berta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berta is 0 for 2 in the game. Berta hits a fly ball into right field. Kelly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry McNerney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNerney is 0 for 2 in the game. McNerney hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Gus Gill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gill is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Gill takes first base on ball 4. McNerney moves to second. Ted Kubiak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kubiak is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Kubiak hits a line drive towards short. Severson reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 4, and the Brewers nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Paul Schall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schall is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Schall hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rich Severson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Schall. The throw from McNerney and he is out, Kubiak applying the tag. One out. Rich Severson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Severson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Severson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gill fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Johnson is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 4, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Bernie Smith pinch hits for Skip Lockwood. Bernie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0-for-3 in the game. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rojas fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Roberto Peña is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peña is 0-for-3 in the game. Peña strikes out. Kirkpatrick drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Peña out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 4, and the Brewers nothing. The Royals will come to bat. John Gellner now pitching. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 0-for-3 in the game. Kelly hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Snyder. Kelly reaches second base with a double. Cookie Rojas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rojas is 0-for-3 in the game. Rojas hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hegan scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Rojas for the out. Kelly moves to third. One out. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Otis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Peña fields it and throws to home to get Kelly. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Lou Piniella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Otis. The throw from McNerney and he is safe. Otis steals second. Lou Piniella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Piniella is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Piniella hits a fly ball into center field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Royals 4, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Dave May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. May hits a line drive into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0-for-3 in the game. Hegan hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bob Berta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berta is 0-for-3 in the game. Berta hits a fly ball into right field. Kelly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tito Francona pinch hits for Jerry McNerney. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona takes first base on ball four. Hegan moves to second. Ted Savage pinch hits for Gus Gill. Ted Savage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Savage takes first base on ball four. Hegan moves to third. Francona moves to second. Ted Abernathy now pitching. Ted Kubiak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kubiak is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Kubiak hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Rojas reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Kansas City Royals, 4, and Milwaukee Brewers, 0. Goodbye from Municipal Stadium in Kansas City.